CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GV2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 3rd of August, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast, prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you'll find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. There's a call for G5RP trophy nominations. You can get involved with the RSGB National Radio Centre's Spy Transmitter activities this summer, and the QSL Bureau has announced an update to the G4M2S series card collection. The G5RP Trophy is an annual award to encourage new members to HFDXing. The award is not limited to youngsters or the newly licensed, but is open to anyone who has recently discovered and made significant progress in HFDXing. If you are an established HFDXer and want to recommend someone to be awarded the G5RP Trophy for 2025, now is the time to send in your nomination. Your nominee should be an up-and-coming HFDXer who has made rapid progress in the last year and has some real achievements to show. For example, they have a good total of new countries worked or some serious HFD expedition activity. Please email your nominations to Ian Greenshields, G4FSU, via hf.manager@rsgb.org.uk to arrive no later than Friday the 12th of September. The RSGB's National Radio Centre has confirmed that the first of its summer spy transmitter events is taking place on Tuesday the 5th of August. This family-friendly activity will turn you into spy hunters as you explore Bletchley Park looking for hidden transmitters. The event starts at 10:30 a.m. and spaces are limited to 12 groups. If you are unable to make this date, two further events have been confirmed on the 14th and 20th of August. Full details of the activity are available via the What's On section of the Bletchley Park website via bletchleypark.org.uk. Do you have a call sign in the G4M2S series? If so, the QSL Bureau has announced a change to your card collection group. All cards and envelopes are being transferred to the current G4T2Z manager, Peter G4XEX, to form a new enlarged G4M2Z group. The current manager, Cliff G4MAR, has retired, and the Bureau thanks him for his service to members. Details of QSL sub-managers and addresses can be found via rsgb.org/QSL and selecting List of QSL sub-managers from the right-hand menu. RSD volunteers will be running Morse activities and operating using DMR at the West Sussex International Jamboree on Thursday the 7th and Friday the 8th of August. Listen out for youngsters operating as GB0WSJ using DMR on RSGB Youth Talk Group 23554, Worldwide Talk Group 91, and UK Talk Group 2350. They'd appreciate a call between 9:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. on Thursday and 9:30 a.m. and 12 p.m. on the Friday. The July 2025 edition of Radcom Basics is now available. Radcom Basics is aimed at new amateurs and those who are wishing to refresh their skills and knowledge. Amongst others, this edition contains articles to help you learn about spectrum analyzers, near-vertical incidence skywave propagation, and using a doublet as a multiband antenna. To access all RADCOM publications, visit rsgb.org/radcom. HAM-SCI, the Ham Radio Science Citizen Investigation, is preparing for a series of upcoming meteor scatter experiments. Operating will take place joined to well-known meteor showers, the Perseids on the 12th and 13th of August, and the Geminis on the 12th and 13th of December. The aim is to collect data during meteor scatter activities using the 10 and 6 meter bands. For more information, visit hamsci.org/Mike Sierra Quebec Papa. Now for details of rallies and events. Cockenzie and Port Seton Amateur Radio Club's annual mini rally and junk night will take place on Friday, the 8th of August. The venue will be Port Seton Community Centre, South Seton Park, Port Seton, postcode Echo Hotel 320 Bravo Golf. The doors will be open to the public from 6 till 8:30pm. Now the special event news. Members of the Radio Amateur Association of Western Greece, Sierra Zulu 1 Alpha, are operating special event station Sierra X-Ray 17 Alpha Sierra Tango Romeo Oscar until the 8th of August. The station is active to celebrate the 17th Pan-Hellenic Expedition of Amateur Astronomers. A number of certificates are available for working the station. For details of these and more information about the station, visit tinyurl.com/SierraZulu1Alpha2025. And special event station 8Kilo3 Echo X-Ray Papa Oscar is active from the 2025 Expo in Osaka, Japan, until the 13th of October. Recently, the station was spotted using FT8 on the HF bands. More information is available at QRZ.com. Now the DX news. Michel F5LRL is active as Charlie November 2 Delta X-ray from near Kanitra, Morocco, until the 20th of August. He's offering CW, SSV and FT8 on the 40 to 6 meter bands, QSL via Michel's home call. And special call sign Lima Alpha 100 Alpha is active throughout 2025 to mark the 100th anniversary of the first amateur radio two-way contact between Norway and the United States in November 1925. QSL direct by the Bureau or QRZ.com. Now this is contest news. The UK 6-meter group Summer Marathon started on Saturday the 3rd of May and ends today, 3rd of August. Using all modes on the 6-meter band, the exchange is your 4-character locator. Now today, the RSGB 432 MHz low power contest runs from 0800 to 1200 UTC. Using all modes on the 77th band, the exchange is signal report, serial number, locator and 2-letter postcode. On Tuesday the 5th, the RSGB 144 MHz FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1855 UTC. Using FM on the 2-meter band, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. And later on Tuesday the 5th, the RSGB 144 MHz UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC. Using all modes on the 2-meter band, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday the 6th, the RSGB 144 MHz FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC. Using FT8 on the 2-meter band, the exchange is report and 4-character locator. And also on Wednesday the 6th, the RSDB 140 MHz FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 2-meter band. The exchanges report in 4-character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest may also enter the 2-hour contest. The RSGB machine-generated modes contest starts at 1400 UTC on Saturday the 9th and ends at 1400 UTC on Sunday the 10th of August. Using machine-generated modes on the 6 and 2 meter bands, the exchange is your report and 4-character locator. And the Worked All Europe DXCW contest starts at 0 hours UTC on Saturday the 9th and ends at 23:59 UTC on Sunday the 10th of August. Using CW on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and serial number. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol. Now, the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, GZYLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 31st of July, 2025. Last week was very much a repeat performance of the week before. We had relatively calm geomagnetic conditions and few solar flares to contend with. The only flares were minor C-class events. The KP index never got above 3, and the solar flux index was in the 140s to 150s. The F2 layer maximum usable frequency over a 3,000 km path rose to 21 MHz, but didn't really get much higher, which is normal for the summer period. A team from Norfolk Amateur Radio Club was active as GM0FRT/P from the Shetland Islands for the IOTA contest. They were workable from JO02NN on 14 and 21 MHz for much of the contest period. The distance to Shetland from central UK is about 887 kilometres or 551 miles. Given the distance involved, the 21 MHz openings were probably sporadic-y, but they were loud for hours on end. Other DX work last week included Tango 30 Tango 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 from Western Kiribati on the 10 meter band using FT8 over the North Pole. 9M8 from East Malaysia was also on the 10 meter band using FT8. XW4KV from Laos was on the 12 meter band operating FT8. 3B9SP on Rodriguez Island put an appearance on the 17 and 12 meter bands using FT8. The station was also worked using CW on the 40, 30, 20 and 15 meter bands. That's not a bad haul for summer DX, and if the KP index can stay low, we could get similar next week. Speaking of which, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will be in the range of 150 to 160 next week. Unsettled geomagnetic conditions are forecast for the period of the 7th to the 14th of August, with a maximum predicted KP index of 5. And finally, there's talk of a possible large sunspot group on the far side of the sun. The region in question actually belongs to a cluster of spots including AR4136, 4139 and 41343, last seen earlier this month. Solar rotation will carry what remains of these regions back into view next week, so keep an eye on solarham.com for up-to-date details. And now the VHF and up-propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The slightly unsettled theme to the weather will remain into next week, although there are signs that high pressure will try to return in the middle of the week, for a time. Models are disagreeing on detail, with some bringing another thundery low into the south later. This means that there will be some topo at times, and in high summer, this tends to be generally strongest around the coast. To benefit from these conditions inland, it is better to wait for night cooling. As usual, with thundery weather, it's a good chance to listen for rain scatter on the gigahertz bands. Another mode that still deserves attention is meteor scatter. Look out for the early stirrings of the August Perseids, which peak around the 12th and 13th of the month. Surprisingly, aurora is staying in the limelight. Periodic alerts are suggesting it's worth turning your VHF beam north if you notice any signs of fluttery HF signals, or discover the KP index has risen to 5 or more. If auroral activity appears on the 10 or 6 meter bands, then check the higher bands as the event develops. Sporadic is now in its occasional phase as we move into August. It is less common than in June, but still worth considering. Check the usual cluster maps and PropQuest to see how the day is unfolding. Moon declination is negative, falling to minimum on Tuesday the 5th, so moon windows and peak elevation will also decline. Path losses reached maximum at apogee on the 1st of August, so are starting to fall again. 144 MHz sky noise starts the coming week moderately, but rising to high by Monday. It'll reach over 300 Kelvin by Tuesday evening before falling back. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSDB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSDB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. This week, I'm reading from my coverage area of Bristol in the South West and South Wales. Meetings and contact details. Gordano Amateur Radio Group meets on the fourth Wednesday of each month from 8pm at The Ship, 310 Down Road, Portishead, North Somerset, BS28JT. Contact is Malcolm, G4KPM, at gordanoradio@gmail.com. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, BS16, 4NE. Meetings start at 7pm and talks start at 8pm. Contact is via November Bravo, alpharomeocharlie.org.uk, or Dave, G7BYN, on 07533 933 831. Shirehampton Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday from 7pm. Contact is Colin, G3YHV, on 0117 982 3822, or secretary at shirehampton-alpharomeocharlie.org.uk, or you can look at www.shirehampton-alpharomeocharlie.org.uk. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30pm at the Chantry, Thornbury. For more details, see the club's website and Facebook pages, or email the secretary via secretary at Tango Sierra Golf, Alfa Romeo Charlie, .uk. Western Supermare Radio Society meets at 7:30pm every Monday at Western Supermare Social Club, Devonshire Road. For more information, visit Weston Radio Society at gmail.com. And in Wales, on Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society is meeting from 7:30pm at Sully Sports and Social Club, CF64-5ST, from 7:30pm. Contact is Steve, GW5VOG, on 07900-560-080, or email sierra.charliealphawhiskey, Sierra Echo Yankee, at sky.com. Blackwood and District Amateur Radio Society on Friday has a meeting at Isluin High School, NP120NU. Contact is Mark, 2W1MRK, on 07972-336-885. Chepstow and District Amateur Radio Society meets on the first and third Tuesdays of the month from 7:30pm in the Scout Hut next to the British Legion on Grahamstown Road, Sedbury, Chepstow, NP16-7AD. Contact is via the web, Gulf Whiskey 4, Lima Whiskey Zulu, .co.uk. Cwmbrannau and Dixit Charity Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 until 9pm at Hentless Village Hall, NP44 6JZ. To find out more, visit the club website at MikeCharlieZeroYankeeAlphaDelta.club or contact Ken Smith on 07411 595103. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Sunnydale, Cardiff, CF14 6EA at 7pm every Tuesday. The club has access to disabled visitors. You can email them at Hotel Alpha Romeo Charlie, Mike Echo Mike, Sierra Echo Charlie at gmail.com. Newport Amateur Radio Society Thursday sees a clubhouse evening from 7pm. For more information, visit gulfwhiskey4echozuluwhiskey.org.uk. Ronda Amateur Radio Society meets at Astrid, Ronda Sports Centre, CF41 7SY, on Tuesdays from 7 until 9pm. More information about the society can be found by visiting gulfwhiskey2 foxtrotoscarfoxtrot.co.uk or ringing Paul Day, MW0PBD, on 07394 994 555. And finally, on Tuesday, Uskside Amateur Radio Club will hold a club night at the High Cross Community Hall in Rogerston from 7:30pm. Or you can email them uskside alpharomeocharlie.newport@gmail.com or look at uskside alpharomeocharlie.com on the web. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10am on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright of the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, rsgb.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after closedown under the call sign G4TRN. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week, keep safe from the GB2RS news team.